4. The Master Physical Controllers. These beings are the mobile subordinates of the Supreme Power Centers. The physical controllers are endowed with capabilities of individuality metamorphosis of such a nature that they can engage in a remarkable variety of auto-transport, being able to traverse local space at velocities approaching the flight of solitary messengers. But like all other space traversers, they require the assistance of both their fellows and certain other types of beings in overcoming the action of gravity and the resistance of inertia in departing from a material sphere. The Master Physical Controllers serve throughout the Grand Universe. They are directly governed from Paradise by the 7 Supreme Power Directors as far as the headquarters of the Super Universe. From here they are directed and distributed by the Council of Equilibrium, the High Commissioners of Power, dispatched by the 7 Master Spirits from the personnel of the Associate Master Force Organizers. These High Commissioners are empowered to interpret the readings and registrations of the Master Frandalanx, those living instruments which indicate the power pressure and the energy charge of an entire superuniverse. While the presence of the Paradise deities encircles the Grand Universe and sweeps around the circle of eternity, the influence of any one of the 7 Master Spirits is limited to a single superuniverse. There is a distinct segregation of energy and a separation of the circuits of power between each of the 7 supercreations. Hence, individualized control methods must and do prevail. The Master Physical Controllers are the direct offspring of the Supreme Power Centers, and their numbers include the following. 1. Associate Power Directors. 2. Mechanical Controllers. 3. Energy Transformers. 4. Energy Transmitters. 5. Primary Associators. 6. Secondary Dissociators. 7. The Frandalanx and Chronodex. Not all of these orders are persons in the sense of possessing individual powers of choice. Especially do the last 4 seem to be wholly automatic and mechanical in response to the impulses of their superiors and in reaction to the existing energy conditions. But though such response appears wholly mechanistic, it is not. They may seem to be automatons, but all of them disclose the differential function of intelligence. Personality is not necessarily a concomitant of mind. Mind can think even when deprived of all power of choice, as in numerous of the lower types of animals and in certain of these subordinate physical controllers. Many of these more automatic regulators of physical power are not persons in any sense of the term. They are not endowed with will and independence of decision, being wholly subservient to the mechanical perfection of design for the tasks of their allotment. Nonetheless, all of them are highly intelligent beings. The physical controllers are chiefly occupied in the adjustment of basic energies undiscovered on Urantia. These unknown energies are very essential to the interplanetary system of transport and to certain techniques of communication. When we lay lines of energy for the purpose of conveying sound equivalents or of extending vision, these undiscovered forms of energy are utilized by the living physical controllers and their associates. These same energies are also, on occasion, used by the midway creatures in their routine work. 1. Associate Power Directors. These marvelously efficient beings are entrusted with the assignment and dispatch of all orders of the Master Physical Controllers in accordance with the ever-shifting needs of the constantly changing energy status of the realms. The vast reserves of the physical controllers are maintained on the headquarters worlds of the minor sectors, and from these concentration points they are periodically dispatched by the associate power directors to the headquarters of the universes, constellations, and systems, and to the individual planets. When thus assigned, the physical controllers are provisionally subject to the orders of the divine executioners of the conciliating commissions, but are otherwise solely amenable to their associate directors and to the supreme power centers. 3 million associate power directors are assigned to each of the Orvont and Miner sectors, making a total of 3 billion as the super-universe quota of these amazingly versatile beings. Their own reserves are maintained on these same Miner sector worlds, where they also serve as instructors of all who study the sciences of the techniques of intelligent energy control and transmutation. These directors alternate periods of executive service in the Miner sectors with equal periods of inspection service to the realms of space. At least one acting inspector is always present in each local system, maintaining headquarters on its capital sphere. They keep the whole vast living energy aggregation in harmonious synchrony. 2. Mechanical Controllers. These are the exceedingly versatile and mobile assistants of the associate power directors. Trillions upon trillions of them are commissioned in ENSA, your Miner sector. These beings are called mechanical controllers because they are so completely dominated by their superiors, so fully subservient to the will of the associate power directors. Nevertheless, they are, themselves, very intelligent, and their work, though mechanical and matter-of-fact in nature, is skillfully performed. Of all the master physical controllers assigned to the inhabited worlds, the mechanical controllers are by far the most powerful. Possessing the living endowment of anti-gravity in excess of all other beings, each controller has a gravity resistance equaled only by enormous spheres revolving at tremendous velocity. 10 of these controllers are now stationed on Urantia, and one of their most important planetary activities is to facilitate the departure of seraphic transports. In so functioning, all 10 of the mechanical controllers act in unison, while a battery of 1,000 energy transmitters provides the initial momentum for the seraphic departure. The mechanical controllers are competent to directionize the flow of energy and to facilitate its concentration into the specialized currents or circuits. These mighty beings have much to do with the segregation, directionization, and intensification of the physical energies and with the equalization of the pressures of the interplanetary circuits. They are expert in the manipulation of 21 of the 30 physical energies of space, constituting the power charge of a superuniverse. They are also able to accomplish much towards the management and control of 6 of the 9 more subtle forms of physical energy. By placing these controllers in proper technical relationship to each other and to certain of the power centers, the associate power directors are enabled to effect unbelievable changes in power adjustment and energy control. The master physical controllers often function in batteries of hundreds, thousands, and even millions, and by varying their positions and formations, are able to affect energy control in a collective as well as an individual capacity. As requirements vary, they can upstep and accelerate the energy volume and movement, or detain, condense, and retard the energy currents. They influence energy and power transformations somewhat as so-called catalytic agents augment chemical reactions. They function by inherent ability and in cooperation with the supreme power centers. 3. Energy Transformers. The number of these beings in a superuniverse is unbelievable. There are almost 1 million in Satania alone, and the usual quota is 100 for each inhabited world. The energy transformers are the conjoint creation of the 7 supreme power directors and the 7 central supervisors. They are among the more personal orders of physical controllers, and except when an associate power director is present on an inhabited world, the transformers are in command. They are the planetary inspectors of all departing seraphic transports. All classes of celestial life can utilize the less personal orders of the physical controllers only by liaison with the more personal orders of the associate directors and the energy transformers. These transformers are powerful and effective living switches, being able to dispose themselves for or against a given power disposition or directionization. They are also skillful in their efforts to insulate the planets against the powerful energy streams passing between gigantic planetary and starry neighbors. Their energy transmutive attributes render them most serviceable in the important task of maintaining universal energy balance or power equilibrium. At one time they seem to consume or store energy, at other times they appear to exude or liberate energy. The transformers are able to increase or to diminish the storage battery potential of the living and dead energies of their respective realms, but they deal only with physical and semi-material energies. They do not directly function in the domain of life, neither do they change the forms of living beings. In some respects, the energy transformers are the most remarkable and mysterious of all semi-material living creatures. They are, in some unknown manner, physically differentiated, and by varying their liaison relationships, they are able to exert a profound influence upon the energy which passes through their associated presences. The status of the physical realms seems to undergo a transformation under their skillful manipulation. They can and do change the physical form of the energies of space. With the aid of their fellow controllers, they are actually able to change the form and potential of 27 of the 30 physical energies of the superuniverse power charge. That 3 of these energies are beyond their control proves that they are not instrumentalities of the unqualified absolute. The remaining 4 groups of the master physical controllers are hardly persons within any acceptable definition of that word. These transmitters, associators, dissociators, and frandalanks are wholly automatic in their reactions. Nevertheless, they are in every sense intelligent. We are greatly limited in our knowledge of these wonderful entities because we cannot communicate with them. They appear to understand the language of the realm, but they cannot communicate with us. They seem fully able to receive our communications, but quite powerless to make response. 4. Energy transmitters. These beings function chiefly, but not wholly, in an intraplanetary capacity. They are marvelous dispatchers of energy as it is manifested on the individual worlds. When energy is to be diverted into a new circuit, the transmitters deploy themselves in a line along the desired energy path, and by virtue of their unique attributes of energy attraction, they can actually induce an increased energy flow in the desired direction. This they do just as literally as certain metallic circuits directionize the flow of certain forms of electric energy, and they are living superconductors for more than half of the 30 forms of physical energy. Transmitters form skillful liaisons which are effective in rehabilitating the weakening currents of specialized energy passing from planet to planet and from station to station on an individual planet. They can detect currents which are much too feeble to be recognized by any other type of living being, and they can so augment these energies that the accompanying message becomes perfectly intelligible. Their services are invaluable to the broadcast receivers. Energy transmitters can function with regard to all forms of communicable perception. They can render a distant scene visible, as well as a distant sound audible. They provide the emergency lines of communication in the local systems and on the individual planets. These services must be used by practically all creatures for purposes of communication outside of the regularly established circuits. These beings, together with the energy transformers, are indispensable to the maintenance of mortal existence on those worlds having an impoverished atmosphere, and they are an integral part of the technique of life on the non-breathing planets. 5. Primary associators. These interesting and invaluable entities are masterly energy conservators and custodians. Somewhat as a plant stores solar light, so do these living organisms store energy during times of plus manifestations. They work on a gigantic scale, converting the energies of space into a physical state not known on Urantia. They are also able to carry forward these transformations to the point of producing some of the primitive units of material existence. These beings simply act by their presence. They are in no way exhausted or depleted by this function. They act like living catalytic agents. During seasons of minus manifestations, they are empowered to release these accumulated energies. But your knowledge of energy and matter is not sufficiently advanced to make it possible to explain the technique of this phase of their work. They always labor in compliance with universal law, handling and manipulating atoms, electrons, and automatons, much as you maneuver adjustable type to make the same alphabetical symbols tell vastly different stories. The associators are the first group of life to appear on an organizing material sphere, and they can function at physical temperatures which you would regard as utterly incompatible with the existence of living beings. They represent an order of life which is simply beyond the range of human imagination. Together with their co-workers, the dissociators, they are the most slavish of all intelligent creatures. 6. Secondary dissociators. Compared with the primary associators, these beings of enormous anti-gravity endowment are the reverse workers. There is never any danger that the special or modified forms of physical energy on the local worlds or in the local systems will be exhausted, for these living organizations are endowed with the unique power of evolving limitless supplies of energy. They are chiefly concerned with the evolution of a form of energy which is hardly known on Urantia from a form of matter which is recognized still less. They are truly the alchemists of space and the wonder workers of time. But in all the wonders they work, they never transgress the mandates of cosmic supremacy. 7. The Frandalanks. These beings are the joint creation of all three orders of energy control beings, the primary and secondary force organizers, and the power directors. Frandalanks are the most numerous of all the master physical controllers. The number functioning in Satania alone is beyond your numerical concept. They are stationed on all inhabited worlds and are always attached to the higher orders of physical controllers. They function interchangeably in the central and superuniverses and in the domains of outer space. The Frandalanks are created in 30 divisions, one for each form of basic universe force, and they function exclusively as living and automatic presence, pressure, and velocity gauges. These living barometers are solely concerned with the automatic and unerring registration of the status of all forms of force energy. They are to the physical universe what the vast reflectivity mechanism is to the minded universe. The Frandalanks that register time in addition to quantitative and qualitative energy presence are called chronodecks. I recognize that the Frandalanks are intelligent, but I cannot classify them as other than living machines. About the only way I can help you to understand these living mechanisms is to compare them to your own mechanical contrivances, which perform with almost intelligent-like precision and accuracy. Then, if you would conceive of these beings, draw upon your imagination to the extent of recognizing that in the grand universe we actually have intelligent and living mechanisms, entities, that can perform more intricate tasks involving more stupendous computations, with even greater delicacy of accuracy, even with ultimacy of precision.